Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Amber Waves Hair Salon, where every day is a good hair day. Amber Waves, located in downtown Naperville. And brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. Now through July 31st, DuPage Credit Union is hosting a community school supply drive to benefit local students. New school supplies may be dropped off at DuPage Credit Union's Bloomingdale, Downers Grove, Naperville, or Wheaton branch offices. You could also make a cash donation to the DuPage Regional Office of Education. For details about the school supply drive, branch office directions, or additional drop-off sites, visit DuPageCU.com. That's DuPageCU.com. DuPage Credit Union, where you belong. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by J.W. Rural Landscape Services, Fast Signs Naperville, Sullivan Steakhouse, Spotty Bronze Sunless Spa of Naperville, the only way to tan, Massage Mastery by Sherrill in Countryside, and the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Wow! I feel good. I knew if I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio, the good show I like to call it, that airs every Thursday morning, excuse me, from 9:30 until 10. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in to the good show, where every week I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh, right? I also welcome your calls, and today we need your calls because we are going to have a giveaway for Dunkin' Donuts, which is a special sponsor today on the show, Dunkin' Donuts. We have a special announcement to make about that. So you'll want to write down this number, 347-945-7215. The show number is 347-945-7215. I'm giving away gift certificates to Dunkin' Donuts, gift cards, man, and I'm not talking $1 or $2. We're talking $25. So call into the show, and hopefully you'll get a chance to win one of these Dunkin' Donuts gift cards. So my guest on today's show is Barry Kolonowski, who's the president and founder of the Compass Group. He is on the show today to talk about his book, Pause, Lessons on How to Get What You Want Out of Life. Hey, that's right up my alley. I love that. And my other guest on the show is Christine Good. She's going to talk to us today about some of the pros and cons of being an independent business owner, and she is a consultant for Rodan and Fields Dermatologists. But first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show on Internet Radio. And you know, I love to hear about good things that happen in your life. How about anything good happened this past week? Well, for me, I worked all week. But, you know, how do I top last weekend? Last weekend, as I look ahead, this weekend I'm all about CLTV. I'm working this weekend, and you know I love my job. And so for those that are new to my show, you know, I anchor, my full-time job is an anchor and reporter, and it includes my my work at CLTV, which is Chicagoland Television News, which is owned by Tribune Broadcasting, and we're a 24-hour news outlet, and that's located at the WGN Studios on the northwest side of the city, where, you know, the old Bozo Circus Studio, historic studio number number one, is located. And geez, I wish I had a cough button here. I keep clearing my throat on you guys. Bear with me. I had some coffee with extra cream this morning, so that's what's getting in my way. So looking back, though, I have to say, this weekend's looking good. I'm working. Hey, I'm happy I got a job. But that's all I'm doing this weekend. So make sure you tune in to CLTV and get all the latest news, weather, and sports. But looking back, I don't know how I'm ever going to top last weekend. I just have to tell you how good, what a good weekend it was. Probably my best weekend of the summer. Friday night, I got to take my daughters, four of my daughters. My son was out of town. He couldn't come with, but I don't think he would have gone anyway. We took the girls to see Sheryl Crow. Even though it poured on us the whole time, we still had the best time singing and dancing in the rain. And it was WGN night, so I had a great time hanging with some of my pals from GN, Frank, Larry, Dean, Aaron, and Dave. Good times. The best part, though, I have to say, was watching my girls at one of their first concert experiences. Truly priceless. And you really can't beat the price tag at Ravinia. That's where we went. $10 for kids under 12, $30 for me and my two older girls. It was the cheapest concert ever. I don't think all of our tickets combined equaled what I've paid in the past for tickets to a concert. But let's just say we were definitely Sheryl Crow style, soaking up the sun, even in the rain. I know, I'm just too silly this morning. Blame it on the, can't blame it on the coffee. This is some good coffee I'm drinking this morning from my friends over at Dunkin' Donuts, a special sponsor of today's show. We have a special announcement to make. I'll get to that in a moment. But you know what? Can I just say something? I want to brag just a little tiny bit because I don't get to do that very often. When you have good things that happen to you, you need to tell people and share it. And because people like to hear your good news. This is funny because last weekend after Ravinia, I was supposed to go up to Country Thunder and interview some of the performers up there, including Brad Paisley. I was so excited about it, and I had my girlfriend coming with me. She was going to be my sidekick, my photog. But at the last minute, she had to bail on me, and she has good reason. I'm not going to throw her under the bus, but she did have to bail on me, and I just wasn't up for the ride up there and handling all the interviews by myself. So I made an executive decision to not do this. Well, I look back, I almost have a little bit of regret, but not really, because what happened next was my friend Jen called, and you know how these things happen. You know, it's last moment, spur of the moment thing. She said, let's go see Jason Aldean at Wrigley Field. I said, it's sold out. We're not going there. She went on StubHub. There we go, plug for StubHub. Got us two tickets, but we were in the nosebleed seats. We go down to Wrigley. In the meantime, I call my brother, tell him I'm going down to Wrigley. He calls finds some guy on Craigslist who had front row seats. He paid the same price that we paid for two tickets in the nosebleed seats for front row seats. Obviously, this guy, he didn't know Jason Aldean. He didn't know the value of his tickets. But this concert was the ultimate. It was Jason Aldean, Kelly Clarkson, and Jake Owen. I mean, does it get any better than that? Well, maybe sometimes. But this was amazing. And of all the places to go to, one of my favorite places in the world, next to Lake Geneva, Wrigley Field. So here we are. We are front row, Jason Aldean, Kelly Clarkson, Jake Owen, and in Wrigley Field. It was amazing. Beautiful weather up until the point when Jason Aldean came out. Then it poured on us. We were just soaked, but we had the best time. So two concerts last weekend, pouring rain on us. Not a problem because we had front row seats, Jason Aldean, and we didn't pay really much at all for them. So I had the best weekend. I don't think I'm ever going to top that summer weekend, at least not this summer anyway. Great memories. All right, let's get to the surprise announcement. Callers, call in because I'm giving away gift certificates to Dunkin' Donuts today. Dunkin' Donuts is going to surprise a customer. I'm making the announcement first, folks, right here. This is it on the Dolly McCarthy Show. They're giving away a special surprise to a customer on Friday morning, that's tomorrow morning, at one of their locations in the western suburbs. I can't tell you which one, even though I know which one it is, but nobody knows except me and Dunkin' Donuts. You'll have to kidnap me. Okay, don't get any crazy ideas. But they're giving away $1,000 to one of their customers on Friday morning at one of their Dunkin' Donut locations in the western suburbs. You're also going to get iced coffee prizes. It's their iced coffee cash and dash promotion. So head over to Dunkin' Donuts tomorrow morning, one of the western suburb locations, and you could win $1,000. Okay, callers, where are you? 347-945-7215. I got gift certificates to Dunkin' Donuts. Give me a call. All right. First, though, we got to get to our guests this morning before we run out of time here. You know, this is a half-hour show, and the time just flies by. My first guest is Barry Kolonowski, and I can say that because I grew up on the northwest side of Chicago amongst a lot of Irish, Italian, and Polish people. Barry, how are you? Barry, how are you? Barry is the president and founder of the Compass Group, and he's on the show today to talk about his book, Pause, Lessons on How to Get What You Want Out of Life. Don't you love that? I love that title. That right there screams, pick me up, buy me, take me home for the weekend, read me up. Barry, welcome to the show. Are you there?
I'm here. Oh, good to be here.
Well, it's good to have you on the show. Let's talk about your book. And you also have two books. What's the other book called?
You know, I'm doing, my second book's going to come out this fall. It's The Seven Sales Secrets for Non-Sales People. A lot of people get nervous when they have to start all of a sudden doing more sales. So it's kind of a book really aimed at the novice person that's going into sales. Maybe their job has morphed into something different that now includes some sales concepts. That's kind of what I'm focusing on.
Well, fantastic. Let's talk about the focus of this book, though, Pause, Lessons on How to Get What You Want Out of Life. Everybody wants to get what they want out of life. What are some of the secrets to that?
Well, you know, it all comes out of this whole. Yeah, I'm going to let the secrets out today. The truth is, if you ask yourself, what if you decide that this morning you're going to really go for it in one area of your life? And this is all about hitting the pause button, asking yourself a question, and then going for it in that direction.
Okay. Now, what are the questions that you ask yourself?
The first question is, what do I really want to do? Right? It's so funny because think about it. All our lives, we've been trained and have been told what to do. Our parents told us what to do. Our teachers told us what to do. Even when we get a job, our boss tells us what to do. And so we come into this life with some ideas, but we're just waiting for somebody to tell us what to do. And this idea here about helping people to take the step forward and kind of re-embrace their team and their goals.
Well, what you said there is very common. People are always looking for what to do, but really, what is the secret to that? I mean, you have to ask yourself that. What makes you happy, right? And do what makes you happy, and try to incorporate that into your life somehow. You know, if you love to sail, and that makes you happy, but I'm just picking random things, Barry. Help me out here, but. You know, how do you know what the answers are? What do you turn to? What do you look to?
Well, I would imagine a lot of people have one of these little tips where they give you an app, write down the most important things in your life, and then you put next to them how much time you spend doing things. And we all, our jaws drop open because we realize, wow, we're not really spending time on the things we really want to do, things that are most meaningful to us because we get drawn into a lot of other areas. So, yeah, it's a great place to start to kind of write down what are the things that I dreamed about. I was speaking at a luncheon last Friday, and after the luncheon, I was talking about the book, the luncheon, I had a lady come up to me, probably in her mid-40s, she said, I always dreamed about being a rock star. And she said, you know, I think I can still do that. I'm going to try. She shot an email later on and told me that she had gone to a karaoke place and got up on the stage and became a rock star for a moment because she did it, you know, and that's kind
of
what it is.
It's all state of mind, too.
And
sometimes it's state of mind, too. You can get fulfillment from that karaoke, for sure.
You can.
Now,
Okay, go ahead.
Barry, tell us, you know, there's so many self-help books on the market. What sets your book apart from all the other ones?
Well, it moves past the typical things that people say, either around New Year's resolution time or any kind of goal setting about set a body, set a specific goal, set a time. Here's what I discovered and my wife discovered and embraced this whole concept of change theory. And then it was real simple. Number one, that you want to focus on the process, not the results. One of the most common goals people have in life is about losing weight, right? So instead of focusing on, well, I want to lose 20, but you focus on, I'm going to work out every day for 30 days, every day. You don't have to be any more specific than that. It's a matter of every day I'm going to go for a walk around the block. And what it teaches you is that if you focus on the process, if you set your goals based on the process, not the results come. So that was rule number one that's different than what you hear in a lot of books that tell you about being specific on setting your goals and the results orientation. I'm talking about being a process orientation.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it made a big difference in everybody I talked to, and it probably is pretty much what prompted the my book was because everywhere I was speaking, people were saying, you need to write this down. So there it is. But that's number one. Second one would be to prepare. Don't just say, okay, I'm going to go. I tell people, go out and buy some good walking shoes if this is what you're going to do. Go out and get a walking outfit. Go out and buy some music that you want to listen to while you're doing it. The third thing about focusing on the whole person, because we're kind of made of this amalgam of people in us that are our body, our mind, our creative aspect, our spiritual, different components. There's actually six I identify in the book. And if you want to incorporate them, it's real simple when you think about working out and how that if you play music, you work out better. Well, that's because you're touching on both areas at the same time.
Mm-hmm. How does
and
this,
of course,
I mean,
the last
you know,
thing that I...
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the thing I encourage in the book is that you set goals that are based on 30 days. And then you do a contract with yourself that for 30 days, every day for 30 days, I'm going to do this. And after that 30 days comes to an end, you either decide to re-up and do it again, change your goals, and you move forward. But you're always reaching toward the dream. I'm going to do this. And if you do 30-day goals, it's a lot more attainable than to say this year, in 6 months. Those are too far out. 30 days, that's the best.
That is so true. I love that, especially when it comes to weight loss, too. And you really can see a difference, and that carries you for the rest of the year. And that could apply to your to a goal to have a new business, you know. Give yourself 30 days to start to write that business plan. In 30 days, you've got the business plan. The next 30 days, you know, you go on from there. There definitely is some good tips in this book here. You know, every book has a personal side, a personal story. Tell us your story. How did this change your life?
Well, it was, again, it was back all the way back to like in a December before New Year's, and I was listening to all the New Year's resolution people, and I thought, this is crazy. Nobody does it, never finishes. In fact, over 80% never meet the goals that they set at the beginning of the year. But when my wife and I decided to do this, we thought, oh my gosh, these simple processes that I just described transformed the way we did things. So we did. We went and worked out every day. I dropped 2 pant sizes because I just thought, well,
wait, I'm sorry,
Barry,
you got cut off. You dropped 2 pant sizes in 30 days?
I dropped 2 pants? No. But because
your phone dropped out a second there.
Call. Yeah, no, I'm glad you clarified that. No, I lost it in the course of a year. I dropped 2 pant sizes.
Wow, so
my,
wow. That's
my
still,
goal was just to work out every day. Mm-hmm.
So significant.
And I did it.
And you can
right,
do that even
right.
with as little as 30 minutes a day. And same thing applies to starting your own business or... if you want to be a rock star, spend 30 minutes a day practicing something. You don't have to do 2 hours at the gym, 3 hours at the gym, or, you know, just there's no excuses for lack of time because you could just squeeze in 15, 30 minutes in a day. You have a great message in your book. Barry has this book. It's $19.95, includes shipping and tax, right? But if you tell
That's
him
right.
that you heard it about it on the show, the Dolly McCarthy Show, he's going to reduce the price to $15. And will you sign a copy of the book for them, too?
I'd be happy to. Absolutely. Would be happy to.
Well, Barry, you have a lot of great messages in this book. I like how you talk about keeping goals and setting goals and making a real difference in your readers live, so this is going to be really interesting, and I want to hear from my listeners when you get this book how it's really helped or changed your life, and then we'll set up a time and we'll sit down with Barry and we'll talk about what kind of TV show we're going to create then. I'm teasing. No,
I like it.
I like hearing success stories. So Barry Kalinowski, president of the Compass Group and the author of the book Pause: Lessons on How to Get What You Want Out of Life. Barry, do you have a website that we can send people to?
Yes, they can go to compassgroup.org. It's one
All
word,
right.
thecompassgroup.org.
All right. Thanks so much, Barry, for being on the show today. Take care now. We're going to quick take a call from one of our listeners. You're on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thanks for holding. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Dolly, this is Miss Scolaro from Garen High School.
Oh, my goodness. This is my old Italian teacher.
No, wait, I meant old.
No, not old. I meant my old, me old.
Former.
Oh, my God, Miss Scalaro. Lynn Scalaro. Buongiorno, Bella.
Buongiorno, Bella. I'm just enjoying listening to you.
Listen,
I'm
so glad. It's so nice to hear your voice, and I'm going to send you a $25 gift card to Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts is our $25 gift card, so you can get all the iced coffee you want for a month, right?
Awesome.
They're my sponsor today.
Glad today. Pardon me?
Thanks for listening. Oh, my God, we got to talk. We got to catch up, but I got to grab this other call. I want to hear from you.
I would love to.
Do me a favor. Go on the Dolly McCarthy Show Facebook page and send me a message where I can mail you the gift card, okay? And then we're going to set up time for you to get some cappuccino and catch up. It's been too long.
Absolutely.
It's great to hear you. Ciao, Bella.
Great to hear you, too. Ciao, Bella.
Holy cow, I love it. Hey, you're on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi there. Who's this?
Oh, my name is Pat Lanzini from Highwood.
Highwood, Illinois?
Yes.
Where's Highwood?
By Highland
Park. Highwood?
In Lake Forest.
Oh, Highland Park?
Yeah, I'm next to Highland Park.
Oh, okay. Highwood. Gee, I should know that. My sister's out near Kenilworth, that area over there.
Yeah, maybe.
She is in Kenilworth. Hey, well, thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I just want to say that I follow you on Facebook and I catch you on CLTV, and I thought, I'm home this morning. I'm going to listen to your blog, and I think it's wonderful, and I love the guest that you just had because I live that life.
Really? Well, I'm so glad to hear that. It's so nice to get feedback from my listeners. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
And thanks for watching on CLTV. I'm on today through Monday on CLTV. That's my schedule. I'm off Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday and Wednesday I'm out reporting in Rockford. But for the next 5-6 days, I'm at CLTV. Thank you so much for listening. What did you say your name was again?
Pat Lanzini.
Oh, Pat, do me a favor. Go on the Dolly McCarthy Facebook page and message me your address, and I'm so thrilled to send you a $25 gift card for Dunkin' Donuts tomorrow now. You might have to drive a little ways for this, but tomorrow Dunkin' Donuts is giving away $1,000 to a lucky customer who walks into a Dunkin' Donuts in the southwest suburbs, though, or the western suburbs, I should say. So if you're in our neck of the woods. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks
you have
very
a great
much.
Day.
Nice talking to you. Don't
okay,
forget
bye-bye.
To send me your address, okay?
Okay.
Take care.
All
have
right.
a good day.
Bye-bye.
I love my listeners. They are the best. Okay, we're going on to our next guest today, Christine Good. Christine, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, thanks
Hi,
for
Dolly.
For being on the Dolly McCarthy Show this morning, Christine. Christine is, you're an independent business owner, which, you know, now I am, so that scares the heck out of me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also thrilling at the same time. And I want to talk to you about how you got into doing it on your own, to just putting yourself out there, being an independent business owner. But you're also a consultant with?
Well, I'm an independent business owner / consultant with Rodan & Fields Dermatologist.
Okay. And tell us,
okay.
Tell us how you decided to partner with them.
Okay. Well, actually, there's so much to say, and we have just a few minutes, but Rodan & Fields Dermatologist, you may know the two doctors, Katie Rodan and Kathy Fields, as the creators of Proactive Solution.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, right. Okay,
we've
all heard of them because they're like the number, you know, Proactive is the number one selling acne treatment in the world. So how I got started with this was actually a friend from Colorado had called to tell me about it. I hadn't heard of this is their new company. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So while not everyone has acne, everyone ages, and the anti-aging industry is huge. It's a huge market. It's right now it's like $2.9 billion, okay? And so I listened about it, and I thought, well, why would I want to partner with the Rodan & Fields? Well, number one, knowing what they did with Proactive Solution, I knew that this would be an opportunity of a lifetime to join them with their new company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're an already established brand, and now that they're focusing on the anti-aging market, I knew that it was going to be huge because, really, my market is everyone with skin because everyone ages. even
right.
men.
And people
so,
don't like to age, so, you know, you're in
like
a good...
People don't like to age, right, and we, you know, we all want to look our best, and so that's why I decided to do it. Another reason
was
why...
Was it expensive to start? I mean, what were the startup costs to be a part of this?
Oh, no, I mean, really, just to explain how this works is... Rogan and Fields first started, or to answer your question, the startup costs are very low. Unlike, you know, like a brick and mortar where you have your building and your, you know, your lease, your rent or whatever.
Right.
All I need is a computer and a phone because I can take my business anywhere. They provide you with a website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you can
right.
get started with this company as, for as little as $45. Okay, and there's also, you know, business kits that you can purchase. So truly it's under $1,000, you know, depending on what kit you want to start with.
Okay.
But we don't do parties. It's more of a, you know, how people are shopping now. People shop online. We have the, you know, Facebook, we have Twitter, all that stuff.
Yeah. What's the most popular product that you sell? That works,
well,
that you've seen, wow, this is an amazing miracle product, and
yeah.
it's flying off the shelves online, I should say.
Well, we have four different regimens, and they're the multi-med therapy. So they use real medicines with other ingredients that deliver real results. So our number one is called Redefine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what that is our anti-aging regimen. And so it's there's four products, and each product works with the other one. All of our products
okay.
have a 60-day money-back guarantee. So
oh, I like
you know,
it, how it's like
product.
A set. So you
right.
it's like a regimen. Regimen.
Mm-hmm.
Regimen.
Very
Hello.
Easy. They're numbered. No one can
mm-hmm.
make a mistake. They're numbered, you know. So, yeah, you have 60 days to use the products. If you don't see visible results, which, you know, they know you will. That's why they offer this. You know, money back guarantee, you know, you can send your empty bottles back and get your money back. But the thing that I really like about this is I can grow my business with consultants and customers anywhere in the United States. There are no territories.
Ah,
so I can call
okay.
up a friend that I went to school with in another state and say, hey, you know, hi, Joni, this, you know, this is Chris. You know, I want to tell you about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, word of mouth. I mean, how many times do we
right.
talk to our friends and go, hey, this is a really great restaurant, you know, you ought to try it, or where'd you buy that sweater, you know, that sort
right.
of thing.
Give us your best advice to those people out there listening that are on the fence about starting their own business or maybe doing what you're doing right now. Maybe they're interested in Rodin and Fields Dermatologists and selling the products. What would be
well,
your advice
best,
to them?
Well, my best advice would be to go with a company that is an already established brand, okay, so you're not starting it from, you know, by yourself. So mm-hmm. think about this, like, for instance, with Rodin and Fields and Proactive. What if they would have offered this with Proactive? I mean, where would we be, you know? And that's the way that I look at it. I don't have to build a brand. The brand's already built for me.
That's
so,
the beauty.
And
it's already done, and it's good product.
It's already done. And they're saying, hey, these are our products. They're proven to work. You can build your business, you know, with whomever. And there's no cap on what we make either. So, you know, a lot of people do this very part-time. And, you know, they do this alongside of what they're already doing. Because it just takes a couple hours a day. You make some phone calls. You shoot out some emails. You post something on Facebook to get the word out. And it just
yeah.
it just goes from there.
Christine is the owner. She's an independent business owner and consultant with Rodin Fields and Fields Dermatologist. Christine, give us your website and a phone number that if people are interested, they can reach out to you. I'm also
sure.
going to post it on my Facebook page as well. But.
Okay. Well, my website would be www.cgood.myrandf.com. Basically,
okay.
that stands for, you know, Chris
okay.
Seagood at myrodinandfields.com.
Okay, I'm also going to post it on our website, so if you're interested in learning more about that. Christine Good, thanks so much for joining us on the show today. It was good to hear from you. Very inspiring. Gives gives people listening hope that maybe, hey, maybe I will do this after all. You make it sound fun. All right, well, I got to end the show. We're ending the show now. Thanks to all my listeners and callers and Dunkin' Donuts and all my sponsors on the show. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening. Wow!
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel